The living room of the rented hillside condo smelled of stale coffee and Robert's nervous sweat. The view of Pasadena below was a taunting reminder of what they had lost. Many sat at the island, staring at demand letters from the bank. "They are calling the credit, Robert," she said, her voice brittle. "There is no more negotiation left." Robert paced the rug, his jaw tight. He stopped at the window, watching luxury cars wind through the streets of his former empire. "I did not lose it all, Minnie. I have the filter design. If I build a prototype, I can sell the patent." Barbara walked in, looking exhausted. "The landlord raised the rent, Dad. He knows we are hurting. If we don't have the funds by Friday, we are out on the street." "We aren't leaving," Robert snapped, though his hands trembled as he grabbed his jacket. "I'm meeting an investor tonight. Someone who does not care about my past, only the profit." "Is that safe?" Shirley asked, looking up from her laptop. "There are people in this city who want to see the tower's name buried." "Let them try," Robert said, stepping to the door. "I am not a ghost yet." Minnie looked at him with eyes full of doubt. She had seen him chase ghosts before. She knew that the path to survival was rarely paved with new promises. "Robert," she said softly, stopping him at the threshold. "Do not build on sand this time. We need a foundation that will hold." "This is the one," he promised, pulling the door shut behind him. He walked into the cool Pasadena evening. The night was wide open, and for the first time in years, he was not running. He headed toward the car, his mind racing. The filter patent was his bridge back to the life they deserved. It was a small design, but it could change the market entirely. The engine turned over with a weary sigh. He pulled into traffic, merging with the flow of the city that had chewed his family up and spat them out. But he was coming back for it. He was going to play the game on his terms. The towers would rise, one piece at a time. He steered the car into the darkness, focused on the goal. He was ready to make the deal.